Hey everyone, it's Monday, and you know what that means. It's that time of the week again, Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. And before I jump into the show, I just want to say, oh my god, it is so nice to feel better. As you can tell by the quality of my voice, I am no longer proverbially dying, which is nice. Let me grab a sip of water before I jump into this so I don't need any at the end. This week's episode is brought to you by Gatorade. Gatorade, the official drink of Get to Know Night. We're not sponsored, but God help me, I really would love to. And you don't even have to pay me money, Gatorade. Just send me Gatorade and I'll be super thrilled. Anyway, let's just jump into questions because we got a lot. We're back at the golden number of 135, which we keep returning to. I don't know if it has some kind of significance, but this is like the fourth week in a row we've gone back to this number. So let's just get it down again. So the first question is from Anonymous. They ask, can you send me a link where you submit audios that you want recorded? I can't find a link, but I have a few ideas where you paint your baby girl's toenails. Okay. There should be a link on Patreon. I'm going to probably redo the link. I might post that link every month so people can see it more visibly. But yeah, there's a link. It's called the Idea Submission Form. In fact, let me just look on Patreon right now so I can say this more definitively without questions in my voice. You would think that I would know off the top of my head what it's called, but much like Jon Snow, I know nothing. So let me find out so I can give you an honest answer that hopefully can help you out. Oh yeah, so it's really easy. Hit getting started and it should be called the idea line, and it should be by clicking the word form. That should get you started. So hope that helps. This is becoming a tech line very quickly. Anonymous says, do you think you'd make some cute babies? I certainly hope so. I don't know. I think so. I think my genes would create cute offspring. But I think in the eyes of any parent, your kids are cute. So my answer is always going to be yes. Obviously, I'm going to think my kids are cute. So yes. Anonymous, do you have a thing for feet or not really? I don't have a thing for feet. I mean, it's fine if you do, but I don't really see the appeal behind it. I never really have. But if feet's your thing, then cool. Makes me think of the Bo Burnham song. If feet's your thing, then say fuck it and sweep me off him, or something like that. It's from Being Happy. Oh man, that might be something I might sing songs from at some point. Because I've had a lot of singer requests. Anyway, getting sidetracked. When your sister was younger, and were you an overprotective big brother? I wasn't. I think I was really protecting my family when I was younger. I mean, I guess I still am. That really hasn't changed. But I was really protective of them. So yeah. But my sister was way cooler than me in school, so she really didn't have any problem. She was younger than me, but she was much cooler. People really liked her, so she had no problems. So I never really had to like stick up for her, but if something did happen, I 100% would have. So Anonymous asks, will you sing more songs for Adventure Time? I know you sang some. Hit the soft spot in my heart immediately when you sang and hummed Everything Stays. Just wondering, not requesting. Yeah, I'd be down to sing more Adventure Time. I might sing some Steven Universe. I'm gonna sing some Make Happy. That's something I just decided to do right now. So there'll be stuff done. More singing will happen, don't worry. Anonymous says, hope you feel better now. I do, so much better. Found the channel in October. Oh, I'm glad. And I've been listening to previous Get to Know Nights recently. Never knew you had been through a hard time in the past. Really, really want to say thank you for making all the lovely comforting audios. Oh, I'm glad I could help. It makes me really happy when I hear the things you make and do and stuff resonates with people. That's always super great. Because that's kind of why you do it. You know, you wanna resonate and reach people and make them feel a certain way. You know, with the comforting ones, you want to make them feel loved and supported and like whole, and like obviously the not safe work ones have their purpose, and genre pieces are always just fun because they just make people laugh or cheer up or imaginative. So yeah, it's super cool when I hear the stuff that I do resonates. Anonymous says, hi Knight, hope you're feeling better. I am. So they say, just wondering, have you reorganized your work stuff to not spend time in Discord as much? I heard you used to hang out with people a lot more than you do now, and I was wondering what changed. Mostly got sick, and 2020 has just been kind of one of those years. I feel like everyone's kind of can say that about 2020. It's been one of those years. But no, I mean, I'm going to be on Discord pretty regularly. I'm going to try to be back to my normal, like, pop in once a day kind of deal. But yeah, I used to be on Discord a lot more when Patreon was kind of just starting. And I'm on there less just because there's so many other balls now in the air, that are juggling. Whereas Patreon back then was the biggest of the balls. But now there's a lot of other balls in the air that I'm trying to keep floating. It's a crazy juggling act, and I'm trying to find balance in it. So I'm sorry for those people who are like, where's he been? Balls in air and trying to juggle. I your ball will return soon to my hand, and then you will see me again. Sherry asks, what made you start your channel? That was a good question, Sherry. I don't know what possessed me to start my channel initially. I think it's the same reason I did Reddit to begin with, honestly. Other people I was listening to loved it, thought maybe I can do it too, and then I did it on Reddit and I did okay, and then I thought maybe go to YouTube and do ASMR stuff because I really loved ASMR stuff on YouTube. It's what led me to Pillow Talk Audio and Gone Wild Audio was ASMR on YouTube. So I don't know, I just thought I'd jump on because at the time there was, I can't remember what her name is, but she was really good. She was a really good ASMR artist. And you never saw her face. She was always, she had these still images, and she had like things like go to Turkish spa and like very specific scenes. But they were fantastic. They were like 30 minutes long. They were wonderful. And she was just my favorite ASMR artist for so long. And then I listened to people like Springbok comes to mind is one. There's a bunch of them. ASMR Requests was another channel that I really liked. But yeah, basically I just saw those channels and I thought, you know, I'll try my hand at it. And when I initially posted something, I got like maybe 10 views when I posted it. So I was just like, does it make sense to do this? And like, I just felt like I wasn't reaching anyone on YouTube and it didn't seem like a platform that fit with what I was doing. So I went back to Reddit, and then a couple years later, I checked out YouTube again, and I saw that my channel had way more views, and I was like, oh, I guess people inevitably found it. So I just started posting there again, and here we are, full circle. Anonymous says, rumor going around that you're gonna quit. Is this true? No, I'm not gonna quit. I think people are freaked out just because I haven't posted in a while and my posts have been so inconsistent. And that's obviously to do with the fact that I've been, I don't want to say deathly sick, but I've been really sick. I think this is as bad as I've been sick since like earlier this year when I'm like almost 100% sure I had corona. Well, not 100, that's a little too high. I'm like 95% sure I had corona. It was before people were testing for it. And I was just super out of it. I was pretty bad off. And this time I was better, but I was also pretty sick this time. When I get sick, I'm just out of it. I'm the worst when I get sick. I'm terrible. Yeah, I'm a big baby when I'm sick. So hence why you missed some stuff. I'm sorry, guys. What makes you smile the brightest? I like making other people happy, supporting other people. Yeah, I think those things. Yeah. Anonymous asked, "Hey Kay, are you feeling better?" I am. I was wondering, do you have any cousins? I do. I have tons of cousins. Are you close with any of them? Where do you fall in a lineup of your cousins? Are you the oldest or younger one? So I'm kind of in the middle of the pack. There are like close cousins that I know. There's four underneath me, and then there are like five or six on top of me in terms of age. So I'm kind of in the middle, and when I was younger, I was super close to all my cousins, and as I got older, not so much, just because I was close to them because my parents brought me to, like, family events and stuff, and as I got older, I stopped being, like, I was, you know, doing other things. I was, like, in school, and I was working, so I wasn't with my family as much, so I just kind of lost all those connections. I mean, we're close, but not as close as we were, though. So, yeah. Anonymous asks, are the Dolphine and Princess tears going away, and will new tears replace them, and what's your plan for it? I think I may have brought this up at some point. Maybe I haven't. There's going to be its own probably thing about it at the end of this year, maybe beginning of December. But yeah, so the Princess and Dolphine tier are closed. So that means there's just no one can join them. If you're part of them already, you're fine. They're not going to like go away. They're just closed. You just can't join them. So what's going to happen is, I want to say by January, but I'm not sure. I don't want to make any promises yet. But probably by January, there'll be something that is proximal to those tiers in certain ways that'll open up. We'll see. We'll see as it gets closer to January what's going to happen with that. But for now, I can say definitively that those tiers are pretty much closed forever, and they won't open up for the foreseeable future unless a lot of things change dramatically, which I don't think they will. So, yeah. Cass asks, hi Kay, was there a toy or game or something that you were really into as a kid? Legos or dinosaurs or rock tumblers or something? What was I really into when I was a kid? Whenever I have questions about like when I was really young, those are really hard to remember. I'm like trying to, I have to really actively think about it. I remember I really liked Hot Wheels for a long time. Hot Wheels were something that I really liked when I was little, when I was like really young. I did like dinosaurs, but I liked them in a museum sense. I didn't really have toy dinosaurs. I loved Army Men. I remember really liking Army Men. I loved Army Men. I loved, like, doing, like, battles and strategizing with them and having little tanks and stuff. I loved my little green Army Men. Those were so much fun. I'm kind of devastated I don't have them anymore. I remember I was, like, maybe 15. I was like, where are they? And I thought about them. I think that's the last time I thought about them until this very moment. By like a sniper. I had a bunch of them. They were really cool. I love them. It was the green team and the brown team. They would fight each other. It was great. It was great fun. I loved it. And the jets would come in and bomb. Oh my god. So much fun for the imagination. Alright. Anonymous asks, what's going on? It feels like we're on the back burner. All your audios have been between 6 and 8 minutes recently. Is everything okay? So I've been sick recently, which is why there hasn't been a lot of stuff recently. But in terms of the audios being 6 to 8 minutes, there's kind of a reason for that. There's been, well, at least from the YouTube analytics side, which I guess is a really boring answer, but from the YouTube analytics side, they say that on average, people tend to like my videos when they are between the 6 minute and the 8 minute mark. Anything over 8 minutes and I have like a huge viewer retention loss. It's not huge, but it's dramatic. If those metrics change, then yeah, probably I'd shoot for longer. But as of right now, it seems that people like the videos when they're like 7 minutes. That's like the sweet spot. That's like where people are the happiest. But I don't know. I guess I can't really argue with the analytic numbers, which say like people like videos when they're this long. But I mean, if those metrics change behind the scenes and I start seeing people hang around longer in longer retention videos, I might be like, oh cool, people, there's like an audience for this and people want this. And I'll be more inclined to do longer form videos. Because right now the long form videos that I have out are like sleep videos and things like that, which tend to be longer, and obviously those have high viewer retention because people tend to just put them on and then go to sleep. But I guess the other videos that tend to be long on the channel are rambly things, so maybe that, I don't know. There's a lot of behind the scenes with that answer, but long story short, because it seems like people want that. I could be wrong. Maybe people want longer videos, and they just want longer videos of a certain type, and I'm missing the mark there. Which, if I am, totally let me know, and I'll shoot for longer videos. I don't have a problem with it. I also think having videos be about 7 minutes lets me have the aggressive upload schedule that I have, which was like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is it's a pretty aggressive upload schedule, which is probably something that might end up changing come the next year, because yeah, it's it's great, but also very taxing, because it's like you only have one day, or you don't have like you only have one day off between when you have to hit uploads, and you just got to be like you just have to be really on it. And it does hinder me from doing other things too, so you might end up losing like the Wednesday video possibly, or the Monday. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure where the video is going to be gone. You're going to lose a day on the upload side on YouTube, most likely. But what you'll gain from losing that day on the Patreon side, I think, is going to be pretty good. Like, so you might lose your Wednesday upload on YouTube, but you might gain more DDLG on, you know, Patreon, and more Not Safe for Work and more other stuff. So I think we'll see. There's a lot coming in the new year. 2020 is coming to a close, and there'll be a lot of change. Good change, but change. Starting the new year. And I think the change is going to be really good. I'm pretty stoked on it. Yeah, if you want to know more about it, definitely jump on over to the Discord, because I think there'll be an update pretty much near the end of the month that'll pop on Discord and also pop on Patreon. But yeah, if you're curious about that kind of stuff, it'll be Discord's probably the place to find it. Anyway, we've ran super long. This has been one of the longer ones. But I hope you enjoyed it. And I will see you next week for another Get to Know Night. And I won't see you between now and Thanksgiving. I'll be away for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be spending with my family. So I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm probably going to have a Thanksgiving audio that'll come out. So there'll be that. But this is me also saying happy Thanksgiving. So anyway, hope you have a good day. I will talk to you all later. Bye, everyone.